C3 AI software enables organizations to use artificial intelligence at enterprise scale, solving previously unsolvable business problems. Learn more at c3.ai. This is Enterprise AI.
Here's your money briefing for Thursday, March 3rd. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. After dealing with sticker shock at the grocery store or the gas pump, it's nice to come home, tune out the world, and settle in for a good movie on one of your streaming channels. The problem is, those prices are also rising. And the sticker shock doesn't stop there.
It's music streaming services. It's the subscription service that you use to support your security camera. It's the app that you use to watch the waves if you're a surfer. It's the app that reminds you when to water your plants or teach you a new language.
Our personal tech columnist Nicole Nguyen has been keeping track of all the price increases among digital services, and she has some ideas for how to rein in your costs without necessarily missing your favorite shows. We'll talk with her about it after the break.
C3 AI software enables organizations to use artificial intelligence at enterprise scale, solving previously unsolvable business problems. Learn more at c3.ai. This is Enterprise AI.
It seems like inflation is everywhere, and that includes the subscription fees for your favorite streaming services and the digital platform you use for your photos. But those rising prices often fly under the radar, undetected by consumers. Fortunately, we've got WSJ personal tech columnist Nicole Nguyen on the case. She's here with some tips for lowering the cost of your monthly subscriptions. Nicole, thanks so much for being here.
Hi.
So, Nicole, we've seen a lot of companies like Netflix and Amazon and Disney Plus raise their prices in recent months. Why are they doing that?
A couple of different reasons. One is the pandemic. Amazon cited increased wage and transportation costs, while Netflix cited programming expenses, which has long been Netflix's business model. They pay for more content to add to their platform in order to attract more subscribers. And so to make that investment, they had to raise prices in order to produce more stuff for you to watch.
Yeah, it seems like there are endless choices of things to watch, but the list of services households have probably goes beyond just movies and TV services, right?
Absolutely. It's music streaming services. It's the subscription service that you use to support your security camera. It's the app that you use to watch the waves if you're a surfer. It's the app that reminds you when to water your plants or teach you a new language. And so there are all sorts of services that have moved towards a subscription-based model because it's profitable and the price seems, if it's only $2 a month, it seems like not such a big purchase for someone to get into. But of course, a lot of consumers forget to unsubscribe. So they end up paying a lot in recurring costs over the long term.
So let's talk about how people can rein in these costs. Most people pay for their services with a credit card. So it seems like it would be easy enough to go through their bill and see what their charges are.
Definitely. In addition to combing your credit card bill, it's really important to audit the app stores that are on your phone or that you use on your computer. An example is Apple's App Store or the Google Play Store or even Amazon's App Store of sorts, which allows you to subscribe to premium services such as Stars and HBO Max, because a lot of subscriptions can be hidden there. So you have to go directly to those sites in order to cancel those monthly subscriptions.
Yeah, but unfortunately, our favorite shows aren't all on one service. You know, they're usually spread out across a few of them. So people might be reluctant to cancel services, but are there ways to still watch what you want without racking up the monthly charges?
There's a new phenomenon called darters. Darters are people who sign up for a service and watch what they want and then unsubscribe and move on to a different service once there's a new exclusive show that they want to watch on another service. And what makes this possible is the month-to-month model that many subscription plans offer. In fact, I talked to an online retail professor who said choosing the month-to-month model instead of the annual price can help consumers control their consumption and prevent overpaying for a service that they end up not using because they're watching an exclusive TV show on another service.
Now, a lot of companies also offer free trials. How could consumers use those to their advantage?
If you sign up for a free trial through something like Apple's App Store or Google's Play Store, you can cancel right away so that you're not charged for the next month after the free trial is up. And that allows you to use the service for the length of the free trial. And when it's over, it gives you a chance to reevaluate whether or not you want to continue using that service. And so you don't forget. And then it auto-renews and you end up paying for it for however many more months.
And you know, Nicole, companies often bundle services together to make them more appealing. But does that always mean it's the best value?
Amazon Prime is a great example of a bundled deal. And the thing about bundled deals is that the value is sort of obscured because they package so much into one service. So you get Whole Foods discounts and free shipping and Prime Video. And so when there's an increased cost to that packaged service, you're not really sure how to compare that increase to the actual value you're getting. So again, this online retail expert that I spoke to said, when you're trying to evaluate whether or not you actually use something and want to absorb that increased cost, look at what you actually take advantage of from that service rather than the package as a whole.
Okay, so for people who want to save on subscriptions, what about a little outside help, like using one of those personal finance apps? You know, the ones that help you track your spending.
There are a lot of digital tools that can automatically comb your bank statements and your credit card statements and identify recurring costs and track them for you. Mint is an example of one. Mint does that on their mobile app. Truebill is another example of one. But I like to use a basic old spreadsheet because I find that those tools require you to share your financial account information with third parties. And they also miss a couple of subscriptions, so I'd rather track it myself.
Now, Nicole, with inflation above 7% for a few months now, a lot of people have been giving thought to cutting back, you know, maybe on driving or food shopping or buying clothes. So it seems counterintuitive that some people would hold on to so many digital services.
It does. And I think that psychologically we think that, you know, it's just a dollar here, it's a dollar there, and you want to pay for services that you like to use. I think what happens often is people think that they might use the service the next month, but really they probably won't. There's this psychological phenomenon of overstocking your pantry rather than understocking your pantry. And so if you're trying to cut back, I would definitely suggest reevaluating the services that you really, really, truly use, and also calling the service and try negotiating a cheaper rate if it's available.
Negotiating? You mean like pick up the phone, call the company and what? Try to work out a deal?
Absolutely. I've tried this myself. I tried canceling a couple subscriptions. I made a phone call. They offered me a rate that was too good to refuse. And so I said, okay, I will continue my subscription for now. And that's effective really for your internet service, your cellular plan, your satellite radio subscription. Not all services offer a phone number that you can call, but if there is one, I would highly recommend you try.
All right. That's Wall Street Journal personal technology columnist Nicole Nguyen. Nicole, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal.
Thank you for your interest in the WSJ podcasts from The Wall Street Journal. We're always looking to improve, and we're interested in hearing your opinions. Please go to wsj.com/survey and take a survey that will help us bring you more of the content you're looking for. Thank you for your time and support.